Good morning. It's 7:42 here in Austin, and it's a beautiful, bright, sunny day. And I've been up probably about an hour. Sarah's two girls have just gone off to school. I've just noticed there's a big white blackboard on the side here. Awesome. Yeah, the kids have gone off to school. We got into Austin last night after 1,000 miles about 5 o'clock, and was pretty good, felt quite perky and awake, and then went and got our passes, which I've got to say is a lot easier this year than last year to actually get your passes, because they've moved everything around. It's on the downstairs and on the first floor, should I say, and they were open quite late as well last night, so that was pretty cool that we could get in and get out, because that sometimes can be a little bit of a faff to get all that sorted. And then we went from there, met up with a bunch of Seasmakers, and went for something to eat at Frank's, where they do great sort of burgers and fries and hot dogs and beer. Had a beer there, then went to go to the Gingerbread Man and got into the line, got down to near the door and realised that my ID that I used to collect my pass didn't have any date details on at all, and I'd left my my ID and everything to do a driver license with the proper date on it and everything in the car. So I got the key off Chrissy, went back to the car, got to the car, and as I was getting back to the car, literally it was like, I don't know, I progressed into an 90 year old's body, because I got in the car and just crashed. My eyes were just hanging. So it wouldn't have been worth me walking back and going for a drink, because I would have been out for the count. I wouldn't have been able to stay out for more than an hour or two. And then got back here, jumped on the sofa, and gone until like 6 o'clock this morning. So I've got like a 6 hour sleep. Sorted out my bag. I've got all my cards out and stuff to do with Fiverr Camp and the Arc. And today it's wandering around, bumping into people I don't know and seeing what they do. Quick little interviews, just because I like making interviews, not for anybody particularly. One job thing that I'm doing today is do some streaming for Bamuser at some point, and I guess I'm going to meet up with people who just got into town last night and hang out with them, and also go down and do my favourite thing, which is sit down near the river, which is beautiful, and then have a look around at the parties tonight. One thing I'm not doing at South By this year is standing in any queues for parties, so a lot of parties are going to be very busy as always, but I'm determined not to move around too much. You know, part of the problem at South By is that things are so popular, there's so much groundswell that you can have like queues going around the block, and that just does my head in. I'd rather sit somewhere with a bunch of people having a good time, bit of food and a few drinks. So yeah, looking forward to it actually. It's a nice break. It's been ages, like 3 months since I really stopped for a moment to evaluate, see what's going on. And the three things that are on my mind with the Fiverr Camp and the jackets. The jackets one is going to be a little bit more difficult than talking about the Fiverr Camp to people, because people get the Fiverr Camp space and the connectivity that it's got and what we're trying to do with it. The jackets is going to be a little bit more harder to do, but I think if we do a polished site, I might have to look at doing some kind of Wufoo integration thing. I think it could go quite well. Apart from that, eco companies, I'm hoping that there's going to be a good turnout of eco companies this year, solar and wind power guys who do hosting. Be nice to reconnect with them and tell them about the Arc. And I'm just generally going to have a relaxing time. The road trip was awesome. I really enjoyed streaming, chatting with people in the chat. The XCOM Global MiFi that we've got has been working awesomely. We only ever had probably one or two lockups, but that's due to heat, not the actual service. It wasn't like the service was dropping out. One of the things I noticed with the modem is it had a accelerated AT&T profile on it, which made it really quite aggressive for finding HSPDA signals. So most of the time it was pretty darn solid for hours and hours on end. Had a few times where it reconnects, but that's because you're driving through different cells, and also the speed you're travelling at. So We found a few nice settings in Flash Media Encoder. We dialed the video down to like 200-300 kps and the audio for about 64 kps, mainly so that we weren't pushing lots of video and audio out, so we had enough to spare on the MiFi for tweeting and stuff. Right, I guess what I'm going to do is have a look at the distance between here and downtown, and it's a lovely morning, so I think I'm either going to charge some stuff up and wait till Sarah comes back to see what her plans for the morning are, breakfast and stuff, and wait for a few bits and bobs to finish charging, probably a couple of hours yet, and then I'm going to head out. But good morning from Austin.